Hello again. It's Ken Morgan here with today's, classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Library. The reason I had to hesitate just now is because our movie is the infamous Plan 9 from Outer Space, written, produced, and directed by Edward D. Wood, Jr. By the time this movie was made, Wood had produced his other two most noteworthy films, Glenn or Glenda, and Bride of the Monster, both starring Bela Lugosi, long after his Universal Horror days. Wood filmed some test footage with Lugosi for a future project, which never materialized due to Lugosi's death sometime afterwards. Wood decided to go with another movie idea, this one about aliens attacking the Earth using reanimated corpses as weapons. Originally called Grave Robbers from Outer Space, and the reason for the title change is a bit unclear. It featured early TV horror host Vampira, wrestler-turned-actor Tor Johnson, and TV psychic Criswell in the cast. For marquee value, as well as it being a tribute to his friend, Wood added Lugosi's test footage, writing the story around it. And the result was not very successful. It received bad reviews and an amount of unintended laughter from the audiences. It largely vanished from the scene, until the Medved brothers wrote a couple of books on bad movies, and declared it to be the worst movie ever made. They cited, among other things, the overwritten dialogue, the lack of production values, like the terribly cheap airplane cockpit set, and the use of a Lugosi body double in several shots. And the latter was played by Wood's wife's chiropractor, who looked nothing like Bela, even with a cape over his face. Plan 9 held the title of Worst Movie Ever for a while, until something odd happened. As home video grew, and more movies became available, much worse films were discovered by audiences. Furthermore, fans noted that, technical problems aside, the movie was trying to present a genuine message about the arms race, government oversight, and warfare. Nowadays, many fans believe Plan 9 not only isn't the worst movie ever, it's not even the worst Ed Wood movie ever. Plan 9 has since been the subject of stage productions, at least two remakes, possibly, lots of merchandise, and the big-screen biopic of Ed Wood by director Tim Burton. Now, is it still a bad movie, though? Well, all we'll say is, watch it and judge for yourself. Today we also have the Warner Brothers cartoon Scaredy Cat, as Porky Pig and Sylvester interrupt their vacation to stay in a spooky old house. It's the first of three Porky and Sylvester cartoons. We showed the second one, Claws for Alarm, a while back. We'll see about getting to the third entry sometime soon. If you're in the mood for a more recent movie, you can try our in-house showings of new DVDs. They're usually shown on Monday and Wednesday afternoons. Space is limited, so you must pre-register. You'll find the schedule at the reference desk, or you can check our website at www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us. And we still want to hear your comments and suggestions. You can email them to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us, or you can call us at 908-754-7885, or you can post them on our Facebook page. Well, thanks again for watching, and we hope you enjoyed today's movie, such as it is. And now, from 1957, here's Plan 9 from Outer Space. All together now. We are all interested in the future, because that is where we are going to spend the rest of our lives. Fans know the rest.